We have a guest this afternoon. I'm delighted to welcome James Rolfe, Toronto composer, who's been commissioned and performed in Canada, the United States, Europe, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand by soloists, ensembles, orchestras, choirs, theaters, and opera companies. Reads like a very impressive list, you know. He has received a Guggenheim Fellowship, the K.M. Hunter Music Award, the Jules Léger Prize for New Chamber Music, and today he's here to talk to us about a specific thing coming up, which is The Overcoat, an opera. Say good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There you are.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. You know, I was thinking about correspondence of Puccini and Verdi. They're not close together, not at all, really. And they both write the same sentence in their correspondence: "Would someone send me a good libretto?"
Ah, yes, that is the key.
Could you speak to that?
Yes. In fact, it's a very good libretto that I was handed by Morris, and by good I mean it was concise. Mm-hmm. It's kinetic. It's full of life, and the characters are sharply defined, and it makes my job so much easier having that built-in rhythm and momentum in the piece. So I can choose when to change gears and speed up and slow down, because the art of writing an opera, which is about 2 hours long, is really about pacing. And whether it's Verdi or Puccini or nowadays, you still have to get that thing right, the measuring the pacing, and hold the audience and engage them.
Tell us about the origins of this piece.
The piece was actually, it's based on the Nikolai Gogol short story from the mid-19th century. But the current version is riffing off a piece that the director and librettist Morris Panitch did about 20 years ago. He developed it in Vancouver with his choreographer Wendy Gorling. Mm-hmm. And the original version, interestingly enough, is absolutely silent in terms of the words. They tell the story with mime, with movement.
Ah.
But they do have the music of Shostakovich. So it's kind of like dance theater, if you will. The actors and the cast was huge, about 22 people, are moving through the story. And the audience gets it that way. And Morris felt after a time that it would be fun to see what this would be like in the world of opera. So lo and behold, about 4 years ago, we met at a workshop for librettists and composers run by Tapestry Opera Company in Toronto. And we had the chance to do a sample scene of only about 2 or 3 minutes. And it went well enough that, lo and behold, we were asked to prepare, you know, a draft of the entire opera.
How good is that?
And it was great. And it went really well, partly because Morris had such a clear idea in his head of how the libretto and the story and the characters would go. He wrote a very clear libretto and made my job much easier.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about the team that's putting this together?
Sure. It's originated with Tapestry Opera, and they soon after the commission entered into a partnership with Canadian Stage and Vancouver Opera, because it will then go to Vancouver, which I think is a first or certainly an unusual partnership in terms of the three-way co-production.
Yes, because unlike some of these productions, it's not just one time only. This has got a bit of a go to it.
Yeah, no, we have a close to a 3 week run here in Toronto, and then the same following that in Vancouver.
Excellent.
With Vancouver
Excellent.
Opera, which is great. It's wonderful. And the cast is of 11 singers and 2 movement people. And then there's an orchestra of 12 as well.
Now, when do you open?
We open on the 29th of March here at Bluma Appel Theatre, the St. Lawrence Centre. There are 2 previews on the 27th and 28th, and then we run until the 14th.
Just want to remind listeners that you can get tickets right now online very easily by going to the website tapestryopera.com. That's tapestryopera.com for The Overcoat, a musical tailoring. Why should we attend this performance?
I think people will find it very engaging. Both entertaining and very engaging in a way because it combines dance, theater, and opera. And when I say opera, to be honest, it crosses the line into music theater or musicals, if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really respect that boundary, if there is such a boundary.
How un-Canadian.
Oh, absolutely. It's very, it crosses into many genres, but mostly because the story is great and the production is great. I've been to the rehearsals, and it's really a very energetic and engaging production. A lot of people might have seen 15 years ago the theatrical version, which was a big hit, and a lot of people might be coming back on that basis.
James Rolfe, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. The production is The Overcoat, and information and tickets available at the website tapestryopera.com.